Hello, I'm Pauline Rowson, crime author of the D.I. Andy Horton contemporary set crime novels, the Art Marvick mystery thrillers, the 1950s set Inspector Ryger mysteries, and two standalone thrillers, In Cold Daylight and In for the Kill. You can find details of all my crime novels on my website at www.romark.co.uk. This podcast is the reading of an extract from the audiobook of Death in the Cove, the first in the 1950s set Inspector Ryger mysteries, set on the Royal Island of Portland in Dorset, with the second in the Ryger series, Death in the Harbour, set at the port of New Haven in East Sussex, and the third, Death in the Nets, set in the fishing port of Brixham in Devon. Inspector Ryger is a detective with Scotland Yard's Criminal Investigation Department, who is sent out to investigate baffling coastal crimes. In the first in the series, he teams up with the former war photographer Eva Paisley, who joins him on his ensuing investigations. This extract is from Death in the Cove. When the body of a man dressed in a pinstripe suit is discovered by war photographer Eva Paisley in a secluded bay on Portland Island, Dorset, Inspector Alan Ryger of Scotland Yard is sent to investigate. Recently promoted, the thoughtful, observant Ryger is on his first solo investigation outside of London and is very keen to prove his worth. Ignoring the warnings of the local police inspector and the Dorset chief constable that his trust in Eva Paisley is misjudged, Ryger quickly realises that her observations could provide the breakthrough he needs in a complex murder investigation and the answer to the haunting circumstances that have sent the man in the pinstripe suit to his death.
Then there was Miss Paisley. Ryger froze. Miss Eva Paisley? Yes, I saw her in the grounds.
On Tuesday night?
Crawley nodded.
It were just before 11:30.
Why hadn't she told him this?
Are you sure?
Yes. It were about half an hour after Mr. Legg went out. I wondered if they were,
He winked.
Maybe I shouldn't have said, but she isn't married. I don't know about Mr. Legg, though.
And neither did Ryger. Did it matter if she had gone to meet Legg? Did it matter that she hadn't mentioned this to him? Did he care if she was having an affair with Legg? The answer to all three questions had to be yes, because Legg had given a false address, and the next morning, Eva Paisley had reported the discovery of a murdered man.
Jonathan Rhodes reading an extract from Inspector Ryger 1950 set novel Death in the Cove, the first in the series. The Inspector Ryger novels are available in paperback, ebook, on Amazon Kindle, and also as an audiobook. For more information on my crime novels, please visit my website at www.romark.co.uk, where you'll also find lots more articles on how I write, the writing process, and the background to my crime novels and my characters. My books are available in paperback, ebook, on Amazon Kindle, and some are also available as audiobooks. They can be bought from any online retailer or bookstore, and also many can be loaned from UK Commonwealth and USA libraries. I hope you will join me again to listen to more of my podcasts.